Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul in Baltimore.
What up, fam? How you, brother? By way of Pittsburgh. What's up?
My man.
Hey, bro, listen, real quick. I left some information for you and the crew last week. Did you get it regarding when you come to town? I got a party bus. I want to take you and your crew out if you guys are, you know, down for that. Listen. Tomorrow, the draft, where do you think my boy Saquon will wind up? Is he coming to the Big Apple or what?
You mean Barkley?
Yes, sir.
You know, I got to tell you, I'll be shocked if they don't take him. He's such a super talent. And not only running the football, but he's gotten so much better and so dynamic catching the ball out of the backfield. He is a dangerous football player with the ball, receiving or running. I think he's a rock star in the making. I actually think he's going to have a very exciting NFL career. I think they'd be stupid not to take him. But some people think they're going to take a quarterback or trade it because they can do so much more if they trade that pick. Or they're going to take a quarterback that they I don't even know if they believe in. I don't have any faith in the Giants, to be honest with you, with quarterbacks because – I'll be honest with you. I think the one, this, like I said, the Webb kid, they've completely blown off. They completely blew him off. They've never let him play. They were just the mishandling of the entire Eli Manning thing and the Geno Smith and the Webb. It was a disaster. I don't trust them with the quarterback decisions that they make. But God only knows. They'll probably go behind my back and take a quarterback. And then what do they do with Webb? Get rid of him?
Well, those guys are gone now. The guys that made those decisions, they're not there anymore. And like Gary was saying earlier, what bothers Shurmur and Gettleman now is they're upset that they didn't play the guy because they have no tape to evaluate this guy now. So I could get why they're, you know, that's a bad spot for them. They don't know what this kid can do. I think the only way they take the quarterback is if it's Darnold. If the Browns don't take Darnold first, I think that that's the only guy that the Giants.
So if the Browns take Josh Allen, you think the Giants should just take Darnold?
I believe they will.
And be done with it.
I think so.
And then Barkley will drop.
Probably because the Jets are taking a quarterback no matter what.
So how much do you think he'll drop just out of the top five, or do you think he'll drop out of the top 10, Barkley?
Well,
I'm just saying.
I don't think it goes beyond. Well, here's the thing. Let's say that scenario happens and it goes quarterback, quarterback, quarterback in the first three. Now you're going to have the whole world calling the Browns because now you only got one of the big four left, and they're all going to be calling the Browns, Buffalo, Miami, Arizona. All these teams are going to be trying to get into that fourth slot to take that last quarterback, or the Browns can just say, forget you guys, we're going to take Barkley now, and they'll move it on to the next pick. So I don't think that he gets by
I think they'd be genius
five.
To take him four.
If that scenario played out where they got a quarterback one, and then
take
they
Josh
ended up,
Allen and Barkley, and you're going to the playoffs. With that team, eventually, in two
eventually,
years, in 2 years, you're in the playoffs.
You're in good shape. If Allen becomes what people think
Allen's because they've won one game in 2 years. So I think it's going to take 2 years, but I think they can actually make the playoffs in 2 years if they got both of those players. But I don't think they're going to play Josh Allen if they get him. They're not going to play him, but they'll play Barkley, and he'll be a rock star for them. Justin in Cleveland on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. How you doing?
What's going on, Justin?
I'm just cooking some homemade pizza bread here, thinking on the eve of the draft.
Awesome.
Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, power outage. Go try it. It's like pizza bread's done.
Wow. So how's that going for you? And you made it homemade, huh?
Yeah, I got some French bread. I put some spaghetti sauce on it and some shredded cheddar.
Nice effort by you. And then what are you having with it? A beer? What do you have? Cheddar's not bad.
A little gin and tonic.
Little gin and tonic, a little gin and juice tonight, rocking it.
Yeah, with a little olive there.
All right.
So I'm a Browns fan, so tomorrow's a Super Bowl, and we got picks 1 and 4. I think everyone's saying we got to take a quarterback at 1, but we got Tyrod Taylor. So I think that's he's going to play this year. And I don't know. Is it crazy to think that maybe we'll trade down again from 1?
No, I don't believe for 1 minute they're trading down. They're going to get a quarterback with the top pick. And, it smells like it's Allen. There's been all this late push rhetoric about Baker Mayfield being the number one and all these made up stories. Guys are constantly making up stories, in my view, to get attention for themselves. Like, they get, if a guy comes out with a story like Schefter saying they're going to go with Baker Mayfield, now all of a sudden has all this juice and he's going to be the number one pick. Once that guy gets that story with some legs on it, everybody starts believing him, and then he gets all kinds of publicity out of it, and everybody around the country talks about it, that he said that it's going to happen. And people will believe anything. They'll believe anything anymore in sports. That's on Twitter or on whatever. I mean, if a reporter tells you something's going to happen that he believes is going to happen, or there's sources telling him that they're going to take Baker Mayfield, people are going to run with that all the way to the window. They're going to believe everything the guy says. I mean, I'm friends with the guy. I know him. I've known him forever. He's a really nice guy. I got nothing bad to say about him, but, he does a great job reporting, and he's got a million contacts and everything else. But I don't put any stock in guys that think they know everything about what NFL teams are going to do on draft day. I really don't. And all the rumors about this guy's moving up the food chain, or how about this guy, this offensive coordinator with no onions that wouldn't put his name on it, that said that Lamar Jackson sucks today. And then guess what happens? Everybody runs with the story, and now on the eve of the draft, people believe that Lamar Jackson sucks. All it takes is one unnamed source or one unnamed offensive coordinator to say he's a terrible quarterback, and everybody believes it in 5 seconds because you're all a bunch of idiots. And the media will start up anything to get attention for themselves. And there's just no denying that. That's just all there is to it. I don't believe for 1 minute that Lamar Jackson sucks, okay? How's that for you? The guy was a stud in college, and he'll run circles around half of the guys in the NFL right now trying to catch him running up and down the football field. The guy's a lightning rod. He's a great player. They're saying he can't throw the ball. He can do whatever he wants. I think the guy's a hell of a player. And everyone thinks that Baker Mayfield's not big enough, not this, not that. He's going to party his way out of the NFL. Nobody knows anything of what any of these guys are going to end up doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.